see what it looks like. Doing a couple rounds. Working on that. Some thoughts.
Just share your point of view with others. I think when it comes to things in life, no ultimate right or wrongs. I think the best way to go about and approach things is essentially quote, do you is focus on just get a GoPro Mini, GoPro your point of view, chest mount, ultra wide mode, 24 FPS, 1080p. And and I think the nice thing about perspective is, your perspective is, irrefutable. Nobody could disqualify your perspectives, because it's just your own. So yeah, I think it's a kind of an important thing to consider, because everyone's trying to put down your self-worth or your self-esteem, and a better way to approach things in life is share your life journey, your thoughts and approaches with others, and disregard what other people say. Thing to experiment with is flex in public, all eyes on you, right? So I think it's a important thing to consider, because I think in life we're always just kind of like watching over our shoulders, see if anyone's paying attention, or even worse, if people are not paying attention. Kind of like our best friend Kanye West said, say nothing, and say something, nothing. And so, yeah, I think in factuality, one of the worst things that we could do in life is be ignored, right? Shout out to Golds, right? And so, yeah, I think this is an important thing to consider, because in life, I think we're too concern is like, what people gonna think about me, they're gonna judge me negatively, blah blah. But I think the best way to think and approach things is to just turn the blind eye to others and become insanely obsessed with yourself. And this seems to be a good way of approaching life and things, because in some ways, the more myopic and self-centered you become, you build your self-confidence and you could share that with others. I think so far I'm like here in LA, Santa Monica, blah blah, Venice. It's like, truth be told, people here are just like not that impressive. Like, so much buffer guys in the OC, even at the Crunch Fitness that I go to back in the Orange County, than here. Yeah, it's like, where did I mean, you obviously see the super steroided out steroid users, but everyone else just kind of looks like a bunch of, like, you know, this is the funny thing. Go to the gym. Do you want the funny moment when you see a dude with a man bun? Then he encounters another dude with a man bun. They start talking, just like, damn. It's kind of like, you want to be cool, right? You're like the one dude at the coffee shop with a hat, like a witch's hat, right? Second, somebody else pops up into that place with a witch's hat, another witch's hat, then he's like, oh, you guys are like double X lame, right? Or like people with silver hair, etc. So yeah, I think striving towards some sort of extreme differentiation, this insane self-centeredness, is a good thing, for at least in the context of media. Even another trip I thought I had to be here is what did everyone want? Everyone wants to be fit and happy. That seems to be the onus here. So for example, be like Arnold Schwarzenegger early days, right? He's just like mad cheesing. This is like so smile, like so happy. He just looks so happy. Like everyone wants to be Arnold, not because of the buffest guy, but because he just got a good attitude. His fin is happy, strong and happy. So maybe that's the new ancient Greek ideal we should head towards is strong and happy.